ATL fractures.
Okay. I was just kidding that guy. I didn't know he'd hit.
Mad.
Somebody about to lose his temper. You might say, oh, just keep.
Just hold your horses.
Or keep.
Keep your temper.
Keep calm.
Keep calm.
If you've been working very hard the way you have with me today, you might say that you are very
tired.
And what's the strongest thing you can say when you are to the point you can't get up out of your chair? What's the strongest thing you
can say? I'm so tired I can't move.
I noticed you said with Joe a while ago, you know, when he was just there, you know, just limp.
Yeah.
You said he would just give out. I think that's what you said.
Yeah.
You could say,
I'm so tired, I'm just give out.
I think you said that about Joe. I wondered if you'd say it about yourself, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think so. I have seen time when I'd be give out. It's completely.
All right. Did anybody, would you ever say worn out?
Yeah.
How would you say that?
I say I am just worn to a frazzle. Or wore out.
Okay. If a person sat in a draft and then got wet and he started to sneeze and cough, he might say,
I'm taking a cold. I'm sitting in a draft. Yeah.
Right. If it affected his voice, you'd say he was
getting hoarse.
And if he did this, he has
it's a cough.
Right. I better go to bed. I'm feeling a little
tired and sleepy.
Right. I love to act these things out. If I sleep all night, then at 6 o'clock in the morning I'll
be so tired.
No, if I sleep good all night,
oh,
then
I'll
at
be
6
ready
o'clock
to get
in
up.
The morning,
I can get up early.
Okay, and talking about the fact that you just open your eyes at 6 o'clock, you say I'll do what at 6 o'clock? I'll what?
Wake up.
All right. And if someone is still sleeping, you have to go do what to them?
Wake them up.
All right. If someone is supposed to take some medicine and you go in his room and the medicine is still sitting there, you might say, why haven't you
taken that medicine?
If someone can't hear anything at all, you'd say he's stoned.
Yeah.
If a man began to sweat when he went out in the field and he worked all day long, by the time he got through, you'd say he did what in the hot sun? He sweated
like a mule.
Good, that's nice. I like that. You remember back when children used to have sores that would, you know, they sometimes have to be lanced.
Yeah.
What did people call those?
Is it impetigo? Remember what they call?
I don't know the name of the disease. I'm wondering if people used to call risins or
boils, risins.
Which did you hear most often?
Well, used to call them risins. Now they're boils.
Okay.
But you used to hear them way back say risins. People used to have more of them than they have now.
Yeah, I noticed when you talked about them, people say comment, but
I just don't, well, I guess one thing, the flies are not as bad, and I don't know, just, I guess it's just one of the things time has changed.
I guess so. When you open a boil, that stuff that drains out is the
pus.
If you have a boil on your hand and it gets bigger than it's supposed to be, you're to say, my hand is all
swollen.
All right. And yesterday a bee stung me and my hand
swelled up.
When you get a blister, the liquid inside the blister is
a fluid.
All right, it's called
water.
In the war, if a bullet goes through your arm, you say that you've got a bullet
wound, a flesh wound.
All right. All right, now sometimes a wound will not heal properly, and it gets a funny look around it. You get kind of a white stuff around it.
Festering.
Yeah, now what would you call that? Some kind of flesh.